Silver has now hit its highest price in dollars since 2013. 11 years, and then boom, this big breakout. But it's not just a fad. This is a fundamental alarm bell about dollar currency printing, the imminent collapse of the hegemonic, domineering global reserve currency status of the dollar, and also the bankruptcy of the United States of America, followed by collapse of the United States of America. Now, let me mention something really cool here up front. I recently interviewed a Russian man who grew up partially in America, by the way, so he speaks perfect English. His name is Dmitry Orlov, O-R-L-O-V. And Dmitry, he's the author of a book called The Five Stages of Collapse, and check out my interview with him because I think it's right on. We're going to have him back. And after the interview, I reached out to him and I asked him, hey, can we use your books to train our AI engine? Because we want our AI engine to understand a lot about economics, about currency, dollars, debt, collapse, the former Soviet Union, all these things. So is this possible that we can train on your books? And he said, yes, you can. Because, of course, he's just a cool guy. And he wants his ideas to get out there. And one of the best ways to do that is to let our AI engine train on his ideas. So that's what we're doing. I've purchased all of his books, and we're having them scanned and converted into text files. And then we're going to have that process through our data pipeline. So the upcoming language models that we're going to be releasing at Brighteon.ai, one of the models will have an emphasis on finance, assets, currencies, and the history of the central bank and the history of financial collapse and many similar issues. His books will be used to train that model. And so as a result, I am expecting that model will have really exceptional knowledge about financial collapse. And what we're actually moving toward, this is kind of an inner secret that I haven't really talked about this publicly, but with enough training and enough parameters, we believe that we can have a model that has very high predictive capabilities to predict what's coming. We already have some early results that indicate that. And so the more I train it about the history of finance and the history of currency collapse and the rebirth of nations and so on, the more accurate I think it will be in predicting where things are headed right now. So with that said, silver is breaking out and it's a fundamental issue, not a fad. Silver might never go below $30 again. I mean, I can't say with absolute certainty because it does tend to bounce around quite a bit. It's more volatile than gold typically, you know, percentage-wise. But I wouldn't be surprised if it never goes below 30 again. Even if it does, it's just temporary because silver is headed to $50 an ounce and much higher. And depending on what math you use and who you believe, which analyst you listen to, silver should probably right now be priced anywhere from $100 to $250 an ounce based on actual supply and demand. It's just been kept artificially low by, well, JP Morgan on one hand, but also China. So China processes a lot of silver, kind of the silver crude ore that comes out of the ground. Most of that goes to China. China does the processing, and because of that, China is trying to buy a lot of the ore or the silver value in the ore. They're trying to buy it so they can stockpile more precious metals themselves. And as a result, China is also trying to keep the price of gold and silver very low. And I forgot who it was, but I was listening to an analyst just the other day who was talking about how China and JP Morgan have conspired to keep the price low in order to make sure that China can acquire as much silver and, well, gold also as possible before the big dollar collapse takes place. So in essence, there's a price-fixing racketeering operation that's in play that is keeping the price of silver artificially low, but even their efforts cannot suppress the price of silver forever, and that's why the price is breaking out and going above 30 now. But the fundamentals speak to the fact that silver realistically and honestly should be priced much higher. So in essence, if you buy silver today, you are buying silver at a manipulated, artificially low price. It's kind of like silver's on sale. Actually, again, it's price fixing. It's artificially low. It's almost too good to be true to get it at this price, even $31, $35, you know, anywhere in the 30s is it's almost an unfair advantage. And that's why this situation is being created for the benefit of China and others who are trying to acquire silver. But as long as this stays in place, you can also take advantage of this artificially low manipulated silver price, because you can buy it at, you know, spot plus premium, whatever the premiums happen to be right now. And premiums on silver have been very, very low for, well, about a year, actually. But they're likely to start heading much higher, is my guess. So right now, call our sponsor if you're interested in this. It's the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. They offer silver and gold at very competitive prices, at honest delivery, insured, discreet, guaranteed delivery. And they have silver IRAs and much more. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And I just want you to know, I do not earn a commission on sales there because their prices are so competitive. There's no room for commissions. They are a sponsor, though. They do pay us a flat fee to be mentioned. And so they're paying me to mention this. But that just helps us fund our operations, our AI systems, our video platforms, and all these other things. Meanwhile, you get fantastic, highly competitive pricing on silver or gold or platinum or whatever you're trying to put into your portfolio. So take advantage of that if it's right for you. As a disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor, obviously. So get your own financial advice, make your own decisions about what's right for you, and understand that there's risk in every investment. And I don't encourage people to speculate in gold and silver. In fact, the role of gold and silver is anti-speculation. It's about freezing assets in order to hold value right where they are. And that's what gold and silver are really great at, is holding value where they are so that you're not losing value of, let's say, fiat currency due to inflation. But why is silver fundamentally headed much higher? Why is it worth much more than what it costs right now? Part of the answer is found in a recent announcement by Russian President Putin. By the way, you notice how the U.S. State Department always calls him Mr. Putin instead of President Putin. They don't even want to acknowledge that he's the leader of Russia. They call him Mr. So funny. It would be like if all the other foreign leaders called Joe Biden instead of President Biden, if they just called him Mr. Biden, which might be more appropriate since he actually wasn't elected, it turns out. So that would be a case where it's legit to call him Mr. But President Putin recently announced, after visiting with Xi of China, that the trade between Russia and China, which is growing at an extraordinary pace, I mean, the cross-country trade is exploding. 90% of that trade is now being settled in their own national currencies. So in the ruble and the yuan. It's not being settled in dollars. Maybe 10% is settled using dollars. But for any other trade imbalances that they have, they probably just shift gold back and forth to each other, I would imagine. Maybe it's probably only going in one direction at the moment, but the point is they're not using the dollar. And this is even pre-BRICS currency rollout. So the BRICS currency rollout that is happening will cause most countries around the world to stop using dollars. The reason they'll stop using dollars is because the dollars have been weaponized against countries that don't go along with what the US wants. You can be sanctioned if you're using dollars, and you can have your dollars stolen by Western banks, just like what happened to Russia, that the West stole $300 billion nearly worth of Russian assets held in Western banks. It's frozen, which means it's stolen. So for those countries that want to be able to engage in international trade without being targeted by the West, they're going to ditch the dollar. But there's another important reason why they're going to ditch the dollar, and that's because the dollar is being printed like crazy, which is, of course, devaluing the dollars that everybody currently has. So why would you want to hold on to a currency that's losing 1 or 2% per month in terms of its purchasing power? That's crazy. So nobody wants to do that. That's why they're buying gold and silver or holding other currencies, including their own national currencies in the case of Russia and China and, you know, Iran and India and so on. And there are many other examples around the world just like that. So the people holding dollars, whoever they are, domestically or internationally, they will be left holding nothing. I mean, nothing of value. Oh yeah, you'll have dollars. There's all kinds of dollars. Look, there's dollars in the bank. There's dollars on the side of the road. There's dollars in the air. There's dollars in the trash can. Dollars in a dollar buffet bonanza, whatever, but they're not worth anything. So nobody will want to hold on to them, and they won't have any practical purpose anymore. If you can't use them for trade, what's the point? Now, one of the things that Dmitry Orlov is predicting, and remember, he really studied the collapse of the Soviet Union, and he says that the collapse of America will be so much worse for lots of reasons that he outlines in his book, well, multiple books. But he says that when the U.S. dollar collapses, when the Treasury defaults, and nobody wants dollars, and they're worthless, hyperinflation, the states will, in essence, secede. They will split apart from the federal government, and then the states will have their own currencies. And some states are already working on that. I know Texas is very far along on that. Actually, there are solutions that already exist. Other states like Utah, even Nevada, especially a lot of pro-liberty states, they've been thinking about their own currency, and many of them have been recognizing officially gold and silver as legal tender in their state. Utah is one of those, by the way. And there are many others. So what this means is that in those states, when the dollar collapses, they already have the early phases of a new state-recognized monetary system. And it's going to be based on precious metals. Now, maybe they'll issue their own state currency, but it'll be based on precious metals. It'll be redeemable for precious metals, you know, except for places like California and other liberal hellholes that will be collapsing, of course, and they won't want to tie their currency to any kind of solid value item. So they'll probably say, well, we're not going to tie it to gold or silver. We're just going to print money at the state level until we go ballistic. Oh, okay, great. Go for it. Let California be like the second wave of collapse into a chaotic, lawless hellhole of corruption and filth. I mean, at least that'll be the western part of California. The rest of you who live elsewhere in California, you will split off from the West Coast, by the way. Seriously, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have the new California or the Jeffersonian state or whatever it's going to be, because you can't put up with LA and San Francisco and all that nonsense. So those cities will collapse. There'll be a new California. It'll have a new currency. My point is, whether you're talking about Idaho or Wyoming or Oklahoma or wherever, Florida, going to be a lot of new currencies, state-level currencies. And guess what? You'll be able to buy those currencies with precious metals at a very generous rate. Why? Because those states will be desperate to acquire gold and silver in order to back their state currencies so that the public has faith in them. Those states need to be able to demonstrate through an audit that they own, they possess a certain amount of gold and silver that's backing their currency, and then they can publicly announce, okay, here we have a new currency. Let's say Idaho does it. All right, here's a new Idaho currency. It's shaped like a potato or whatever. They'll say, okay, here's the new Idaho currency. Features a picture of Mr. Potato Head on it. No, all kidding aside, it's backed by gold and silver, and you can redeem it for gold and silver. And then here's the audits. We had auditors come through, and they, you know, measured how much gold and silver that we have, and here's the official report, and this is why you can trust our state currency. So all the states are going to be desperate for gold and silver, which means that if you've been wondering, what is your off-ramp if you're transitioning your dollar assets right now into gold and silver, where they will be safer as the dollar collapses, then, you know, you're freezing your assets. But you might ask, what's my off ramp? Where or when do I convert that into other things? This is one of the answers. The state level currencies that will crop up in every state after the collapse of the dollar and the collapse of Washington, D.C., the collapse of the United States of America, should that occur. Even if that doesn't occur, you will be able to use gold and silver to purchase things as the economic bankruptcy accelerates. So you'll be able to trade gold for large value things, vehicles, construction equipment, a business, a hotel, a restaurant. Just buy the restaurant, the building, the land, everything for a few pieces of gold, potentially, depending on what's happening in the economy. The point is, you'll be able to buy things with gold that are large dollar items, like homes, for example. Do you want to own a bunch of homes and rent them out to people? I don't know. It sounds like a headache to me, but some people want to do that. So that's going to be your opportunity. As the collapse kicks in, home prices plummet, the dollar collapses, the banking system fails. If you run around with gold coins, I mean, not showing them off, but doing private deals, you'll be able to acquire lots of homes for gold. Silver is the people's money. Silver is the day-to-day transaction money. Here, I'll trade you this piece of silver for, you know, 5 pounds of beef or that rack of ribs there, whatever. For food, for clothing. Here's a piece of silver for that cowboy hat, let's say, right? Or a pair of jeans, whatever. A pair of tennis shoes might be a couple of silver coins, you know? It just depends. Or tools. You need to buy some tools, you can spend silver. And Jeremy at Goldbacks, which is also a sponsor of ours, you know, Goldbacks, which have gold embedded in them and they fit in your wallet and they're beautiful. Well, he was able to use them at his local Ace Hardware store, by the way, to buy things with Goldbacks because there's real gold in them. And I think he said he bought compost at a place with his Goldbacks. Anyway, more and more people will be, of course, openly accepting any form of gold and silver because those have value as the dollar is collapsing. If you want to check out Goldbacks, by the way, go to our site, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Verifiedgoldbacks.com. We verified them. That's why we have that domain name with our lab tests. The amount of gold and the purity of the gold that's in them. It's actually physically there. Pretty amazing. But not everybody's seen Goldbacks yet. A lot more people will see them soon. That's true. Everybody has seen gold and silver coins. Not everybody knows about junk silver, though. Junk silver is the pre-1965 U.S. Mint coins, like quarters and nickels and dimes and half dollars and so on, that have about a 90% silver content. Sometimes I think it's 91%, but anyway, let's just round it to 90%. And those coins are sold in bags, they're called junk silver bags, of $1,000 face value of the coins, which is more than $1,000 worth of silver, by the way. It's $1,000 face value of the coins. And it's 90% silver, give or take. So if you have those coins, very quickly in a collapse scenario, people will start to accept those pre-1965 coins because of their silver content. And you can even melt them down and you can extract the silver, separate the silver from the other metals, if that's something you're interested in doing, if you've got the kilns and the know-how to do that, because the silver is really there. Whereas today's coins are just junk, you know, it's just like zinc and whatever. Who knows what's in them? if they could make them out of recycled garbage, they would, because that's what they're going to be worth. So if you want to get some of the junk silver bags, it's our same sponsor, metalswithmike.com, and they can get you these bags, you know, in your hands, or they can vault them for you. A woman came up to me at a recent event and asked, do I recommend the vaulting services for some people? I said, absolutely. She said she lived in San Antonio, I believe, and she wasn't sure if she could keep gold and silver safe at her own home or wherever she lived. I don't know, maybe she lived in an apartment. But she was asking about the vaulting services. And they're excellent if it's right for you. Now, if you live out in the country like I do, maybe you want to have some on hand and then some in the vault also. I mean, I use vaulting services too, by the way. I don't have physical possession of every ounce of silver that I own, for example, even though I've been stacking silver, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, year after year. I don't physically have it all in my possession. I use vaulting services because, well, you know, it's diversity. They have security. They have insurance. Lloyd's of London, in fact, insures the Treasure Island vaulting services. And if you have a silver IRA, I think the IRS requires you to vault it. I think the IRS doesn't allow you to take possession and still consider it part of an IRA, so you have to use a vaulting service for it. So anyway, I'm not 100% sure about that, but you can check with Treasure Island if you're interested in the IRS-approved IRA gold and silver accounts, which I think is a very smart thing to do. If I had any stocks, which I don't own a single stock, I would sell them all and I would get into gold and silver in an account if that's the only option. That's what I would do. Because the stock market, I don't trust it. I don't trust the dollar. I don't trust the treasury. I don't trust the banks. What I do trust is things that people can't alter, like the laws of physics, the table of elements, gold and silver, AU and AG on that table. I trust it because it's part of the fabric of the cosmos, and nobody can just cheat the system and create unlimited gold and silver out of nothing, it turns out. All right, so thanks for listening, and check out our sponsors again, metalswithmike.com or verifiedgoldbacks.com. Learn about both of those and get ready for some interesting price moves in gold and silver as the dollar continues to accelerate its collapse. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and 1s. That's a stack of 1s. This is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations, so it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site. We do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here, this is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real, it's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet. And then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool. And then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got from a low of 102.89% or 101.96%. That's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love. They recognize this. They see, wow, that's gold. And they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Goldbacks are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase Goldbacks and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold's skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable. But you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research, and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick. And it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51/1,000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1,000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the Goldback Company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.